exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
And I started realizing I had more energy. I felt better, and my mind was clearer, and I started losing weight. I went from my max weight was 215, and now I'm down to 176. My waist size has dropped from a 38 to a 32, and I've lost these big love handles I had on my side, and I just look a lot slimmer.
Since 2004, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and to look and feel their best. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
SSI recipients, if you did not file a tax return last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child. Act by May 5th to receive a payment in 2020. Go to irs.gov and enter your information in the non-filer tool by May 5th.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History moment. What a surprise, huh, Melissa?
Surprise!
It's produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. That's a volunteer thing you do. Her history moment today is about cigarettes in Texas 120 years ago.
Texas bans coffin tack. An article from the August 8, 1900 El Paso Times gives us a glimpse into the early fight to stop youth from partaking in the use of that disgusting weed, tobacco. Texas legislators passed an anti-cigarette law in the last session that would take effect on August 28, 1900. The new law bans sale and any means of distribution of cigarettes to youth under 16 years of age without parental consent. The El Paso Times article also wrote their own opinion supporting the law this way. One of the most disgusting sights on earth is to see a small, spike-headed kid who still wears safety pins going along the street puffing a cigarette. It is a remarkable fact that 9/10 of such children are impudent and utterly void of politeness. So much so that they would stop President McKinley on the street and say, "Give me a match, partner," and would then curse upon His Excellency if he refused them a light. The Times also figured that arresting and fining a few men for furnishing the baby boys with these coffin tacks would soon make it awful difficult for little Johnny to get his smokes. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Where do you get these things?
Well, that one, thank Bernie on that one. I was looking for some different...
I've got
a whole stack, and we find a lot of stuff on newspapers... .com.
Well, Bernie's always rooting around in history.
Oh, he's always got something. He handed that one to me yesterday, and I changed my mind what I was going to do completely and wrote that one up.
Oh, cool.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that.
That's that thing you do for the Alliance.
Yeah. And it went even more detailed. I wish I could crammed it all in there, but there were some great, great lines in there. I was like, oh, I can't use them all.
We'll ask Bernie when he shows. Yeah. He's here in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
So what do you do that for the Alliance, and they have 55,000,
yes,
or how many?
Well, they have about 55,000, and I have to say that Max Grossman does a great job on that. on the web Facebook page for the group, and it's just amazing the stories and history and Max, the stories people share. Also,
Max the Magnet.
Max the Magnet. Yes, and
he
also
attracts a lot of lightning.
Yeah, well, there's another lightning bolt in here, and her name is Barbara Given Bainey.
Oh,
ah,
nice transition.
Nice. You like that transition?
Yeah, it was all right.
And she runs the Remember in El Paso Win Facebook page. Another great archive site of pictures and stories and
the
people and everything.
Are
amazing.
And you can tell stories there, and she'll repeat them and all that stuff.
She'll share them with
Keep
everybody.
Keep it clean and don't repeat
it,
all
right.
That good stuff. But they have another administrator down there. Rick Duncan is somebody else that works there. Moderator named Ron Tabor. And they do a lot of hard work there for nada.
Yeah.
They volunteer all that.
A lot of love is involved in the history of El Paso.
It is indeed.
You.
We're talking El Paso history as we always do. But we're taking a look at it from the El Paso Economic Development Department. And the lady who runs that is Andrea Hutchins. And you're still there, I presume. I cut you off during the break, but you came back, right?
I have not run away.
Okay, I know.
He keeps trying to get rid of you.
I tried it once, but you showed back up. Okay. And Valerie Venezia, the Heritage Tourism Coordinator. And you're still there, right?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Your light is lit up. Okay. I'm going to read you something I have from the Texas Historical Commission. It's a little booklet I found this week, and I was rummaging through some files. It's called The Economic Impact of Heritage Tourism. And it talks about what is heritage tourism, travel directed toward experience at areas unique heritage and culture. Why focus on heritage tourism? Now, here's the giveaway. Nationally, by 2005, annual revenues of cultural and heritage tourism are expected to reach $200 billion. This is a very old pamphlet. It was before 2005. This has been going on a long time across Texas. How are we doing here in El Paso on living up to some of that $200 billion?
Believe it or not, we do not receive a lot of the heritage or just tourism in general compared to the rest of the state, and that's why I'm proud that the county has taken a strong interest in identifying our potential to revamp our heritage tourism countywide as part of their strategic plan.
You probably take a nicer attitude than I do, because I say, well, I mean, you're polite people. In your job, you should be. But, I mean, I say Texas history begins in El Paso. That's kind of a slap at the rest of Texas, but it's really not. It's the fact. And a lot of them don't like it because they don't think that's true. But when they look at the history, it is true.
Yeah.
So how can you promote our early nature to those kind of people and not upset them?
Well, it takes money to do a lot of the things that we're talking about, which, you know, I think toward the beginning we talked a little bit about grant funding with relation to the CARES Act. And, you know, we're really assuming that a lot of the federal funding that is out there right now, and then the funding that's going to be coming down the pike, will mostly be going to shovel-ready projects. So Valerie and the rest of the economic development team have been really working to try and get grant applications ready so that whenever the time is right, we can take advantage of some of these things. Valerie and I were just looking at a grant yesterday that's a pretty sizable grant that could be going to redevelopment of Los Portales, and then even to potentially include like some staff. And then one of the things that we're looking at doing in next year's budget for the county, that, you know, funding is already there, assuming that, you know, nothing major changes, we're looking at implementing a new tour that would go along the Mission Trail. And this would be a regular tour that would happen on a daily basis. You know, it would be something that people could count on and we could market. and being regular and something that people can count on is super important. So anyway, I think it takes long-range planning and it takes a little bit of money.
Well,
so,
also,
being the key.
You could market to one specific audience that I don't think El Paso does market to at all, either the city or the county, and that would be the snowbirds that wander out of the cold places and they wander on Arizona and all kinds of New Mexico during the colder months up at north. They come down here. How do we get a chunk of that traffic? Because how many millions of vehicles zip by El Paso on I-10 every year, and very few stop because they don't know about us. So how do we get to that market?
I think the fact that you brought up I-10 is a – oh, go ahead, Valerie.
I was just going to say you would be surprised when I look at our quarterly reports from our museums there in San Elizario, and even from feedback that I get from the Mission Trail Association with regards to their visitors. The vast majority of them are from out of town. It's locals that we have less, daily visitation or local tourism. Just the other day that I was out at Los Portales fixing some of the locks on the building, there was a couple from Germany wandering around in the heat and having the best time.
Jackson, you do bring up a good point, though, when you talk about the fact that there are many more people that we could be reaching out to.
Millions of people on I-10.
Yeah, we're missing a lot.
Yeah, so I think that really having a well-thought-out marketing plan is extremely important. And one of the things that we discussed on a previous show was the fact that we know that we need to improve signage out there. You know, I could have a billboard every 10 miles from here to Austin, and if when people, you know, drive into the community, they don't have any sense of direction on where to find missions or what the mission trail is, that's doing us a disservice. It'll just frustrate people. So we know that we need to get the signage part taken care of. And then in addition, having kind of like a well-thought-out marketing plan where we do have strategically placed signage along I-10 in both directions. But then in addition to that, you mentioned the snowbirds.
Oh.
You know, we have a great resource with our friends over at Destination El Paso. They are more than willing to partner with us on a regular basis.
Oh, good.
And
good.
The city has far greater resources when it comes to some of these things than we do. So it really just makes sense to try and partner with them on some of the outreach efforts.
Well, you're promoting the same stuff.
Well, yeah, it's all the same goal.
You're promoting the same things, yeah. Authentic El Paso is both county and city, obviously. So go ahead. You had another thought there.
Oh, no, I'm just mentioning, you know, the fact that partnering together really does make our funds stretch. And so I think we're going to have to look at this from, like, a holistic approach, right? You know, having a well-thought-out plan to attract people to come here, but also to capture the people who are driving on I-10.
There's another thing we could do, and as Valerie pointed out, when she went through school, she was not taught El Paso history. Same for me. Nobody explained to me what happened here in El Paso ever. I left town when I was 18 years old, went to D.C., stayed there for 27 years. And people, oh, you're from Texas. You must wear cowboy boots. I didn't. So I said, well, I'll go get some. So now they think I'm from Texas. But that's about the connection to my history that I had. There is so much history in El Paso. Why don't we teach our kids? And the answer is it's not in the curriculum of the state of Texas to teach local history. So how do we get around that? What I've done is this radio show, we get out as far as we can. But the other thing is I made a whole bunch of videos that are available online. And is there anything you can do with those? Because I put them all online for free now. Is there anything you guys can do to help push that into the schools? Because if we had all of the graduates of El Paso High Schools understanding our history, think of how many little ambassadors we'd be sending forth, you know, to tell about our stuff.
One of the great partnerships that the Historical Commission has, actually led by Commissioner Shelley Sutherland, is a partnership with the UTEP History Department in the celebration of History Day, where area high school students are encouraged to write narratives about their favorite topics in history. And we've donated a set of local history books. And since the links are now available via YouTube, that'll be part of our batch of resources for teachers to implement El Paso history in hopes that the students will take the local history on as part of their writing projects.
Well, they should, because it's free online. El Paso History TV is a channel on YouTube, and we have two different playlists. One is the documentaries, and another one is the Bernie Sargent reports on ABC7. All of those are little, tiny little promotions that you'll have to go get more information on. And I mentioned earlier, I'll mention it again, we got some coming up in June for the Mission Trail in El Paso. We're going to do Isleta, Socorro, and then San Elizario. And then the fourth one is going to be on the Camino Real and the Mission in Juarez. And that to me is stuff that kids should come out of high school knowing all of that. And as a kid, I came out of high school knowing none of that.
Yeah, just a teaser for him to have that information in the back. Yeah.
And ABC7 very kindly is running those. And we produce them. We got grant money to do it, so it doesn't cost them a dime. If you know how ABC7 works, that's how you have to do that. But that's life in the fast lane over there. Anyway, that all that material is available. And we do think it would be an interesting thing to see that promoted. We need to take a break. Let's come back and talk about the Historical Commission. Oh, wait a minute. On the break, we should go talk to Roy. We'll come back and talk about the Historical Commission. But we got Mr. Roy, our favorite three-letter word guy, R-O-Y. How's it going, dude?
Doing good. How are you guys? And liking
fine.
The show. However, I have a comment for that lady there from the from the county thing. If, you know, billboards are nice, but I'm a member of AAA, and I get a magazine every month or so, and has advertisements for Abilene, Heart of the West, and this other, you know, all these little places in Texas that just don't really mean much. And there's nothing in El Paso ever advertised in there. Sometimes there's little freebies in the section for Big Bend area about the Dios de los Muertos at Concordia.
Well, haven't you seen?
But there's no advertisements. There's nothing that says.
Right. They advertise Rocket Buster boots in there sometimes. Isn't that good enough for you?
No.
The answer is no. I get your point. It's a matter of budgets, I guess, Valerie and Andrea, right?
Well, I think it goes back to what we were just discussing, where, you know, having kind of like a well-rounded marketing plan is definitely something that we're looking at doing, but we need to get the signage issues taken care of.
But if you have a billboard on the highway, people have already planned their trip.
They're thinking about stopping here already.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
I totally understand what you're saying, and that could be something that we could look at. We haven't gotten quite far, you know, down the road to actually put together the marketing plan that we were talking about. So in next year's budget, starting in October of 2020, we'll have a little bit more funding where we can play around with some advertising. And so I certainly appreciate your suggestion and would welcome others just like it.
Good stuff, Roy.
That magazine might be cheaper than a bunch of billboards.
Who knows?
Absolutely.
But yeah, good idea, Roy. Good idea. And go to Pepe's today, but it's pickup only.
Yes, I'm going to do that.
All right. See you later.
Okay, Roy, take care.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. You take it easy. We need to take a break and come back in a minute here, and we'll talk about the Historical Commission maybe finally when we get there.
After
you need to call us up, you have to have a phone.
You need to call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
iHeartMedia knows small businesses across the country are facing new challenges during the COVID-19 pandemic. So to help, we've put together the iHeartRadio Small Business Crisis Resource, which has critical information, including links to federal and state resources providing businesses with stimulus loans, grants, and other financial aid. We also shine a spotlight on small businesses doing good right now. Visit smallbusinesscrisisresource.com to learn more. That's smallbusinesscrisisresource.com, because your small business is big to us.
Attention SSI recipients. If you did not file a tax return last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child. If you do not act by May 5th, you must wait until next year to get those payments. Go to irs.gov and enter your information in the non-filer tool by May 5th. That's irs.gov. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Attention, this is a very important message to anyone with debt exceeding $10,000. With the worldwide stock markets free-falling, coronavirus being labeled a global pandemic, cities and whole countries in quarantine, and layoffs picking up speed, the last thing you need to worry about is your credit card bills. Due to the recent global events, a special debt relief helpline has been created for anyone with over $10,000 in debt, but you must call us at 800-484-7553. As banks shore up capital bracing for a recession, they are willing to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe, making it a perfect time to eliminate your debt and save your money during these tough economic times. There are no upfront fees, and we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. But you must call us at 800-484-7553. This opportunity won't last long, so call us today at 800-484-7553. You have enough to worry about. Settle your debt and remove that unneeded stress. 800-484-7553. That's 800-484-7553.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Next week, May the 9th. Our guest is Ruben Escandon Jr., also known as the spokesperson for Mount Cristo Rey, also known as From This Moment Weddings. He's the main minister there. He has a chapel. He goes to unusual places to do weddings, like in La Tuna, or he goes to prisons elsewhere and on the bridge. And he's had a documentary crew following him once in a while. I have to ask him about that. But he also went to Mesita and El Paso High, and he grew up in Calavera. The dude's been around, so we're going to ask him what he thinks about El Paso history. We're going to ask him. But then also, Manos, The Hands of Fate, on May 16th, the worst movie ever made was made in El Paso, and we review that movie with Jay Duncan, who also has a list of pandemic movies we can see, and what else?
And it is internationally recognized as the worst movie in the world.
It's terrible.
Well, the Sunset Film Society, the International Museum of Art, who started all this with us, down there at 1211 Montana Avenue, they're closed now, but they have plans to return in full force when allowed, and their plan right now sounds like it's around June 6th. Jay Duncan will be our radio show guest on our show 2 weeks to discuss that show or the movie.
You started
hands
this.
The Hands of Fate.
Washy washy.
Manos, The Hands of Fate. But he put up a great little PSA, which was, wash your manos, Hands of Fate.
Oh, that's crazy.
And it has the guy's picture. It is just
so he's on May 16th.
Yes.
We're going to drill
that's
him.
That's going to be a fun show.
On May 23rd, Bernie is back. Bernie Sargent. Back to review the many famous people buried around El Paso. Some of them were dead at the time. It's a focus on Concordia Cemetery in Central. And there was once several cemeteries in downtown. I want Bernie to go checking into that, because every once in a while a work crew will come along, dig up an alley, and, oh, look what I found.
Yeah, well,
old Uncle Joe is still here.
Yeah, I believe he's going to hone in on the military people from all those different cemeteries.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Because we got Memorial Day coming up that weekend.
Confederates, so, and you got to talk about that kind of stuff.
Nobody's doing programs. We got to promote Memorial
May
Day.
May the 30th. Now, this is going to take some interest and time. I'm going to have to do some homework. We're going to list and discuss many El Paso authors who have books that explain El Paso history. And our guest will be Cindy Milazzo. And I'm going to take it on with her. I'll give you a couple of these to do as well.
Ah, okay.
And we'll talk about Texas Western Press. She'll focus on that. But if we miss an author, we'll ask the audience to call and add another name to the list, because we're not going to get to all the people who've ever discussed El Paso history in their books.
So many people.
I mean, we could spend an hour on what Leon did. It's amazing, that kind of history. All right, we still have our folks here. You guys didn't, I can tell you didn't go away. The lights are still lit. Valerie Venezia and Andrea Hutchins. And talk about, if you would, for a moment here, and I got to take another break before I forgot. I forgot it last hour. But anyway, well, the idea would be to talk about the Historical Commission, El Paso County Historical Commission, of which Shelley, our call screener, is a member. And I used to attend all the meetings back when they were more fun. But they took them in-house, and you guys, I haven't been to one in a couple of years. What goes on in there?
Back when they were more fun, what made them more fun?
I don't know. We used to eat food in there and all that kind of stuff. I don't think you allow that.
Oh, we
food
could
is allowed.
If you wanted to bring food. I was going to say, we wouldn't chase you away.
Well, no, it used to be at lunchtime all the time. People brought their sandwiches, and it was kind of interesting. But no, I don't really have anything against it. It's now in the county building. It's where you meet, right?
Correct. We meet on the 12th floor, yeah. So Valerie actually runs the Historic Commission, but one of the things that I want, I'll let her kind of explain, you know, what it is that they do and how the members are appointed, but I just want to point out, you know, the members of the Historic Commission do a fantastic job at kind of helping our county commissioners along with understanding the important projects, you know, with relation to history and tourism and things like that in the county, but there's a number of volunteers that are a part of the Historic Commission that are not Historic Commission members who act in a kind of an assistant way, if you will, or maybe they don't have enough time to actually be a part of the bigger Historic Commission, or maybe there's not a seat available. You know, there could be a myriad of reasons. But I just want to point out that the committees are open to members of the public who are not necessarily part of the Historic Commission. So if there is somebody who is listening who is interested in joining one of the many committees that we have outreach committees and we have signage committees. I mean, we have a committee for all the committees.
Roy could join your committee.
Yeah, absolutely. They can email us at economicdevelopment@epcounty.com if they are interested, and we can give them a full list of all of the committees that are available.
For the sake of Roy, put out a phone number.
So it is 571, area code 571, 458-6296.
571. Say it again.
458-6296. That is my cell phone number. I'd be happy to talk to anybody who is interested and get them in contact with the right committee lead or put them in contact with Valerie directly.
Well, Roy wants to be on your signage committee. I can already tell you that.
Well, we would love to have it. Like I said, the more volunteers, the better. And so I'll hand it off over to Valerie now, and she can kind of talk a little bit more about the Historic Commission. But I just wanted to point that out because I think sometimes a lot of people think that if they're not an appointed member of the commission, that they can't do anything to work with the commission.
And Melissa, you're putting that.
I just want to make sure.
I'm going to put that up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that'll be on the Facebook page, which Roy can't see because he doesn't have a computer. That's why I said the phone number.
Yeah, because not everybody's online. So
no, they're not. We have a lot of people that are not. Okay, moving to Valerie. What about the Historical Commission? How do they get on that?
So the County Commissioner's Court, every 2 years, on odd number years, takes applications from the general public of members of parties that are interested in joining, and then they conduct interviews and appoint unanimously as a whole. A lot of people think that it's by district or by commissioner, but they actually do it completely as one body. We do currently have 4 openings. If anybody is interested in applying, our application is on the county website. Once we have enough applications, the commission will again conduct interviews and make appointments for the remainder of the term.
But you can get in as a committee member just by asking you guys.
Anytime. Okay. Anytime. The committees meet at different times convenient to their membership bodies throughout the month. Most of them are in the afternoon to accommodate work schedules, since quite a few members do have day jobs in addition to their volunteer time.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But we have in addition to all of the state mandated committees like historical commission markers and cemeteries, we also have committees that are specific to our goals and objectives. Like recently we formed a Mission Trail Development Special Committee. We have another special committee for the Oñate Crossing Project at Old Fort Bliss and Hart's Mill. We have a Preservation Month committee that organizes all of our Preservation Month activities for the month of May. So really there are quite a lot of different topics that are covered depending on your skill set or the types of historical activities that you like to participate. There really is something for everyone.
Oh, that's a lot to do there. El Paso County Historical
Absolutely.
Commission. And it's a state-mandated commission. That's what people need to understand, through the county.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not
through
just...
the county.
It's not a nonprofit 501c3 bunch of guys made that up and got together. This is a state-mandated event that goes on all the time throughout all the counties in Texas. It's an interesting thing.
Absolutely.
All right, you stick there for a minute. We're going to take a break. We got to sell some soap again, come back and talk about El Paso Inc. And then we're going to find T. Roy. You know who T. Roy is?
T.
Roy from Las Cruces. He wants to talk about preservation. We'll get him on the phone in a minute. In the meantime, we'll take a break here. Call us up if you think you need to. Yes?
Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Right now, life's better inside for everyone. But when the time is right, it'll be time to get back outside. And that's going to be a good day for everyone. Because there's a whole lot of Texas out there. So while you're home, start a new routine. Start planning. Start dreaming. And get excited about discovering Texas all over again. Because life's better in a state of travel.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Say we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
SSI recipients, if you did not file a tax return last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child. Act by May 5th to receive a payment in 2020. Go to IRS.gov and enter your information in the non-filer tool by May 5th.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-475-8256. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-475-8256. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-475-8256. 1-800-475-8256.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, you know what? It's time for This Week Only in El Paso, Inc.
Oh,
well,
no.
You've had a half an hour to get ready for that.
I know. I lost it. What did I do with it? Oh, wait. There it is.
You ready? Week Only in El Paso, Inc. Cue you.
The behemoth online shipping is possibly planning a massive fulfillment.
God. You start that over.
The behemoth of online shopping and shipping could be planning a massive fulfillment center near the outskirts of El Paso.
Oh.
Yeah, say that 10 times quick.
No, you do it.
What business and city leaders are saying or not saying about the project?
El Paso Inc. has a long conversation with El Paso's best-known political figure in this week's Q&A. He's weathering the pandemic like many others and running every day, but not necessarily in a political sense. And they didn't give me his name.
Surprise, you got to read it. Some El Pasoans have been left in pain as the city and Texas grapples with the delays in medical procedures due to pandemic. For some El Pasoans, elective does not mean optional medical care.
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Many El Paso businesses reopened their doors Friday to treat the restart of El Paso's economy. Will El Pasoans shop amid the COVID-19 threat?
That's the topic of ABC 7 Extra Sunday night. Join host Saul Science for an in-depth discussion Sunday night at 10:35, only on ABC 7.
We got callers stirred up. We don't even have a line for Troy to call. We'll have to wait till we get some of these people cleared off. Here's one now named George. George, you're on the radio with the economic development people. What's up?
Good morning, guys. I was working outside, so I didn't start listening to the radio until after 11 o'clock.
You're fired!
But I that person that called about, in all these magazines that we have in Texas, they hardly ever mention anything in El Paso. I feel exactly the same way. However, the Texas Journey, the magazine for AAA members, the May-June Texas Journey, it has a very interesting 3 days in El Paso, and they do a very, very good job. So if anybody can, I don't know if you might have mentioned that, but I thought I would call in and let people know because it's a very nice article. Unfortunately, for the Mission Valley, they only mention Isleta, but they do a very good job talking about everything that they can be found in the El Paso area.
Okay, George.
That's all I wanted to call about today.
Thank you kindly. We appreciate your call, and that is in the AAA magazine, the current one.
AAA, the Texas Journey, and it's the one for May and June. So, and it's a very, very nice article.
Oh, good.
Excellent. Oh, thank you for calling up. Valerie or Andrea, did you guys have anything to do with that?
No, that probably was Destination El Paso.
Ah, excellent. Well, if they're on board with this kind of stuff, that's fabulous. That's really great. All right, we have another caller. Hold on a second. Her name is Paula. Paula, got you on the radio. What's up?
Hi. This is Paula. I'm saying hi to you guys this morning, and I just wanted to reiterate what the last caller just said, because I had just, I just received my May-June AAA.
Ah, okay.
So maybe, I don't know, it was Roy who mentioned earlier, we hadn't been mentioned. And like this last gentleman said, it's an extremely nice layout, a three-page on
El Paso.
That's called 3 Days in El Paso.
Excellent. Well, thank you for bringing that up, and that's the AAA magazine.
Yeah, it sure is.
All right. Thank you for bringing it up. Appreciate that. You take her easy.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks a lot. Melissa, what's on your mind?
Well, I had a question for the ladies. Now, at one time, the Historical Commission used to have Facebook page also, but also a website that had a lot of information about the historic marker sites and things like that. Is there any plans to bring that back?
Or is it still on?
Yes, definitely there is. We're looking to revamp the Mission Trail, the Mission Trail website, and we've also in the works launching different tabs on our economic development page on the county's website to reestablish all of the information that was previously provided through the Historical Commission.
Excellent.
Well, good, because that was a big, they used to get a lot of hits on that for information on finding the markers, all the different historic markers throughout El Paso.
All right. We have County Director of Economic Development, Andrea Hutchins, and County Heritage Tourism Coordinator, Valerie Renicia. And now we're going to blast you with Las Cruces, Troy. Troy Ainsworth, how's it going?
It is well.
Hey,
how are
Troy.
You? How's
Hi.
Everyone today?
We're surviving. What's up with you?
Well, you know when you take a very special item and you put it away in a very special place so as not to forget where you put it, because it's very important, and then you forget where you put it and you can't find it.
Where's this going, Troy?
That's what I'm dealing with this morning.
What'd you lose?
That's what I'm dealing with.
Did you lose the kids?
No, I found the kids. I did find them. They were up on the roof. Everything's good. No problem there.
They get their umbrellas.
No. We're doing well. We are doing very, very well. Happy Preservation Month. I know we have extenuating circumstances that are standing in the way. However, it is the month of May. Preservation Month is here. Everything is kind of on postponement. That does not mean that we can forsake acknowledging our history. Y'all have a good show today. And things are going to pick up pretty soon.
And I just
wanted to say a word about Preservation Month.
Please.
The schedule of events that a number of us, had been with the county of El Paso and up here in Doña Ana County and had been talking about, Even though everything's going to be postponed until later in the calendar year, ladies and gentlemen, just remember, keep this month in mind. Celebrate our heritage and history. It's very rich and important, and it would be just a minor inconvenience right now as far as scheduling of events. We'll get back to them soon.
You have something on a website in Las Cruces where people can go see what you're talking about?
There is a page that has been set up, and that Barbara Welch and Shelley Sutherland and Valerie Andre had been working on. All of us have been discussing. It is up and going.
What is the page?
What is the page? I knew you were going to ask me that.
No, Valerie's on it. Maybe Valerie probably remembers. What is it?
Yep.
Valerie?
It's Preservation Month, EP Texas. And that's EPTX.
Is that .org or something?
On Facebook.
Oh, it's on Facebook. Oh,
it's on Facebook, yeah.
So you go to Facebook.com and you go Preservation Month, EP Tex.
EPTX,
EPTX, okay. And
thank you, Valerie.
And we slip Las Cruces in there somehow.
Yeah, we're it's a borderlands approach, looking at our greater region. So, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage all the listeners to have a look. We will be posting information on the page, although everything is temporarily stalled due to the public health crisis.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back in business before long.
Fair enough. Well, Troy, thanks for ringing up as always. We'll have to get you in here on the phone or in person or whatever.
And we just liked the page, so then, we'll connect.
We did,
to you.
Okay. And we'll have another show maybe in June with you if you got time.
I did have time, and Melissa, thank you for hitting like there. That's appreciate that.
Make you feel better already, huh? Excellent. All right, talk to you again, dude. Thanks a lot.
Y'all have a good weekend. Thank
you. Take care.
Bye-bye. You take care easy. All right, Valerie and Andrea, there's a number of things that on a list that we put together that we haven't gotten to yet. We may get to some of them. The Mission Trail plans for heritage tourism, you kind of got there. Historic districts in El Paso County, that's not something we have covered yet. You want to get into some of that? Because we need to take one more break and come back. So if you want to talk about that when we get back, would that be okay with you?
Sure.
Okay. And, yeah, I think that about covered El Paso County commissions. We got to that. All right. Doing that. Andrew, you ready for another break? And, by the way, I know Andrew very well.
Do you?
He's the only child I've ever had
that
I'm willing to admit to. So
broke the mold.
Ooh, it was a bad thing to say here. 544, what is that?
5876 or 544-KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Dell Technologies advisors are here to help businesses working remotely get the right tech solutions. From unparalleled collaboration with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams to special financing offers for small businesses to help preserve cash flow with Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
It's a challenging time for small businesses. iHeart Ad Builder can support your radio advertising needs now or when you're ready. Reaching your customers has never been more difficult, but radio is the best way to do just that. With iHeartAdBuilder.com, you can easily get your business heard on the radio faster than you thought possible. During these uncertain times, stay top of mind and easily tell your customers about your website, takeout options, or gift certificates. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com and get a free custom radio ad.
Attention SSI recipients. If you did not file a tax return last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child. If you do not act by May 5th, you must wait until next year to get those payments. Go to irs.gov and enter your information in the non-filer tool by May 5th. That's irs.gov. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563, and by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, a quick rundown of our sponsors real quick. You got Amigos going on today. They're open for in-house dining. They're open for takeout. They got an outdoor patio. Give them a call down there, 533-0155. And also Patrick Tuttle, he does rentals as well as selling you stuff. And you can call him up at some number, which I can't find right now. But it's a good number. What is it, 58?
You're right.
I don't have him. Anyway, tell him about Pepe's real quick. We got Pepe's
Pepe's. They're still doing not doing any in-store dining right now, but you can still get the great food to go, and you can get their margaritas to go, too,
a bucket of margaritas.
Yes.
And Patrick Tuttle is 588-1850, 588-1850. Call him up. It rings in his pocket, I think.
Rocket in his pocket.
He's a different number. He gives a different number on Andrew's show, but he put this one on our show. See what happens.
Yeah. And Keystone Heritage Park is back open. Yes, we're open from sunset from 9 a.m. till sunset every day except Monday. And so get on out, take around the gardens. They're looking really nice now. We're trying to get them back in shape. They're a little weedy, but we're getting it back up and running.
Weedy.
You need
some goats. Put some goats in there.
We could use people to help us come out and pull weeds. So give us a call at 915-581-7920. We could use your help.
One last one, missiondelray.com. We got a $20 gift certificate on the contact page there for online orders. You can pick them up in person. Okay, the economic development of the county of El Paso, I am very glad to hear that they're focusing on heritage tourism as well as everything else economic development people have to do. Andrea Hutchins, the director, and the director of heritage tourism, Valerie Venezia. Did I say that right?
Venezia.
Okay, so I got to say it like Vanessa. Venezia. Okay.
Venezia.
Now, we got a couple of minutes here left. Summarize what you want us to know and or hit something that we haven't quite covered yet. What's on your mind about what people should know about what you do? Both of you. Either of you. None of you. What? Valerie, go.
What should be on people's mind about what we do?
Yeah.
Well, when people always ask me the question, what does heritage tourism have to do with economic development? And I would answer that with its job creation, its sustainability, its adaptive reuse of old buildings. It's not necessarily just the importance of saving a building itself, but the story that's behind it.
You can sell the story to heritage tourism people, basically.
Well, and even to people who live here in the community as well. It needs to be accessible for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's really too bad that we're not taught our history here, because there is so much gone on here. When I went to D.C. for decades and did talk to people, what happened in El Paso? I don't know. Pancho Villa, I think. I'm not sure what he did. But, you know, I didn't have the history in my background to tell people. And it's really too bad because I could have been a great ambassador for our history as a heritage corridor. And I sort of lament that I didn't know that when I went there. And that's one thing that kind of bothers me. Andrea, what are your thoughts about what people should know about economic development in general, but as it pertains to history, of course, because that's who we are?
So I think maybe I'd close the hour just by saying, you know, not only is this Preservation Month, but next week is Economic Development Week, and it's also National Tourism Week. So you had us on at the perfect time. I also just want to point out to people, our office is relatively small, you know, and we cover all of El Paso County. And most of the things that we have heard, you know, as far as like suggestions about how to move forward, creating historic districts, marketing, advertising, we are working like extremely hard on a daily basis to try and make sure that all of those things that we should have been doing in the past are being implemented. Our department itself is relatively new. We've only been around for about 3 years, and I feel like we're just kind of now getting the opportunity to really start ramping up.
You go, girl. You go, girl.
Yeah, hey, we're trying, man.
No, I mean, I'm glad to hear it.
But I do just want to say, you know, kind of in this alludes to what we were talking about earlier with committees, we will take volunteers. We will take help. You know, and when we're out there looking for grants and you know, trying to get federal stimulus dollars and money from the state and money from different places, you know, we'll take help. So if people are out there and they're very passionate about different things and they want to lend a hand, you know, we have projects.
Well, give, give out
we are willing to share.
Give out a phone number again, because a lot of people in our audience do phone numbers better.
Absolutely. So my number is 571, area code 571.
571.
458. 6296.
6296. I know I'm an echo, but people can write it down better that way. All right, we stirred up somebody on the phone named Emil. Emil, you got you on the phone here. What's up?
Hi, this is Emil Chaparro. I'm one of the commissioners in the Historical Commission.
Yes,
yay!
Sir.
Hi, Emil.
Hi. And I'm also a teacher, so I just wanted to say thank you for mentioning that we do need more local history in the schools.
Oh, yes.
And I was just telling Shelley that one way that I've been able to do that is, you know, most of us teachers are on Twitter, and the THC, the Texas Historical Commission, has been offering articles and pictures almost every day about Texas history, but actually the other day there was something about the McGoffin home.
Oh, good.
So sometimes local history is featured through their Twitter site. But I was thinking that as we're doing remote learning, many of us, one way to get information out to families and to students is to use these local resources like the Facebook page that we were talking about for Preservation Month.
Definitely
the
Facebook.
Historical Commission.
Definitely.
And get those links to the students and the families.
Yes. Facebook is big for what we do because we got to figure it out. I can't spell Twitter. But anyway, Emil, thank you for ringing up. You're right about El Paso history. It needs to be much stronger in our curriculum.
And he's right because he also...
And it's possible to do it.
I forgot to mention that
the history.
If I could interject too, Emil is also the chair of the Mission Trail Development Special Committee.
Oh, good.
We've been talking throughout the show about how El Paso's history is not documented and our story is not told. And one of the things that Emil did not mention just now is he's also spearheading a project with UTEP through Dr. Yolanda Leyva to establish an oral history program for Mission Valley to document the oral histories of a lot of our elders. They're starting this project with the community of Socorro, and we're hopeful that it will be a framework for the other communities to take advantage of documenting our local history among our elders as well.
Emil, thank you for ringing up. We are out of time. I want to thank Andrea Hutchins, Valerie Venezia, and we thank you kindly. Also, one more plug for El Paso History TV on YouTube. There's a resource right there on television ready to go. Hours and hours of documentaries, and the ABC 7 pieces are still there. So there. Ha. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us. Hope to see you in person one day. Thank you for doing what you do for El Paso history. Y'all take her easy.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you to the control room. You guys take her easy on the phone there. And to Shelley and to Andrew, thank you in the control room. Appreciate it. See y'all here next week.
Next week, alive.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777.
And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
We know the backbone of our country is built by local businesses like yours. We also know that during times like this, 92% of Americans turn to radio to hear information about brands they trust from people they can trust. That's why iHeartMedia is here for you. Call 1-844-BUY-RADIO and speak to us about growing your business in a time where it is needed the most. It's your audience listening, and it's time you sent them a message. Call now. 1-844-BUY-RADIO.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes.